When I was in Buffalo, my last lecture was in the Buffalo University College. So I began a series of lectures for the young boys and girls. This series of lectures is not manufactured by me. Our process is not manufacturing. The basic process is not personal opinion. Our process is simply to carry the transcendental message to the people. Our system is so nice that we haven't got to manufacture daily a new thesis. The difficulty of modern age is not modern age, it is also old system, because in the Srimad Bhagavatam we find one verse which says, tarka apratishtha, simple arguments and logic will not carry you to the absolute truth. Tarka, tarka means arguments. You may be very good logician, you can argue very nicely, but another logician may come and defeat you. That is going on. New philosopher, new logician, new thinker means he defeats his previous thinkers, logicians and philosophers and becomes prominent. That is the materialistic way of gaining name, fame and popularity. But our process is different. We accept that simply by arguments and logic it is not possible to approach the absolute truth. Absolute truth is not subjected to our deficient logic or argument. So, tatka pratishtha sutayo vibhinna. If somebody says that, well, argument and logic is not the way to approach the absolute truth, then let us take scriptures, the authority of the scriptures. That is also very nice. In every human society, there is some sort of scripture, just like in your country, there is Bible or any other scripture. We have got Vedas, the Mohammedans have got Qurans. They can help also, because that is our authority. But you will find that one scripture is different from the other scripture. In some details, of course, on the average, there is no difference. Just like Bible teaches, or Jesus Christ teaches, love of God. We are also teaching the same thing, love of God. But our process is little different, that's all. That process may be different according to time, circumstances, people. That is natural. Therefore, For a neophyte, simply by consulting scriptures, will not be able to reach the absolute goal. Because he will find, sometimes he becomes skeptic. Just like in the modern age, the youngsters, you all boys and girls, they are becoming skeptic. They don't believe in any scripture now. Because they find some differences. Therefore, Bhagavad says that tarka pratistha sutayo vibhinya. Simply by argument you cannot establish what is absolute truth. And if you consult different scriptures, you will find difference of opinion or difference of procedures, rituals. So, sutayo vibhinya. Nāko munijyasya matangana bhinyam. And if we consult great thinkers or philosophers, they are got their different opinions. Some philosopher says, I think this is right. I think this is right. So whom you will accept? They are also different opinions. Takko pratishtha sutayo vibhinya naso munijyasya matangana bhinyam. You won't find a single philosopher whose opinion is not different from the previous. Or muni. Muni means thought, thinker, thoughtfulness, muni, from mind. Rāso munijyasya vatāna bhinyam dharmasya tattam nihitam guhāya. Therefore, to understand the absolute truth, it is very difficult to find out how to have it. But the only one way recommended in the Vedic scripture that mahājana jīna gata sapantha mahājana. Mahājana means great personality. Mahājana jīna gata sapantha. That is the real path. If you follow the great personality. Now there is a difference of great personality also. You think that he is great personality, he thinks another great personality. But there is a definition of great personality. That definition is given in the Bhagavad Gita. That bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvanichi sa mahatma sudurla. After many transmigration or changing the body, we should always remember that our, this Krishna consciousness begins from the fact that we living entities, we are not material product. We are part and parcel of God. We are qualitatively one with God, but quantitatively different from Him. That is our philosophy. Living entity and God, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, they are qualitatively one. God is also a living entity, like you and me. But He is qualitatively, unlimitedly a power. That is the difference. Just like we find, every one of us sitting here, you will find some difference. You may be a greater personality than me. Another gentleman may be a greater personality than you. And somebody may be greater than him. Somebody may be greater than him. Similarly, if you go after the post of your president, Mr. Nixon, he is supposed to be the greatest personality in your country, but he will find a greater personality than him also. Go on, search it. So, these greater personalities, you may be greater than me, but you are also person, I am also person, President Nixon is also a person. All this greatness may be defined, but so far we are personally concerned, the personal propensities, the personal needs, personal necessities, everything, we are equal. Come on. There is no difference. So God is also a person. But His personality is different from us, because we know that God is great, He is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. There are so many qualifications we qualify God. Mahatmanastuman Prasadayu Prakriti Mastrita, the great personality, so far we are concerned, a great personality is he who is a devotee of God. He is a great personality. Just like in your country, we accept Lord Jesus Christ, a great personality, the Son of God, taking as personality one of the human beings, still he is great because he preach God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So that is the state of great personality. Mahajana jina datasya purta. So in Buffalo, I was instructing the younger boys and girls in the college, that you are very nicely situated. Your country is economically very well equipped. You are very good looking. Your education is very nice. You have got hundreds of universities in our country. Practically, there is no man or woman illiterate. So your situation, comparatively with other nations or other countries, is very good. That is admitted by everyone. So, you should utilize this opportunity. That is my request. Your wealth situation, your material prosperity, your intelligence, your education should be properly utilized. It should not be misused. What is misuse and what is proper utilization? That is also explained by the subject in this instruction. He said that nāyaṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niloke. You have got this opportunity. He Vishabdev was instructing to his sons. Vishabdev was the emperor of the world. Naturally, his sons were also princes. They are not ordinary boys. They are not ordinary boys. He had 100 sons. And he was instructing them before retirement. He was instructing them, my dear boys, that this body, if you think that you have very, very nice princely body, and you are the son of a great emperor, so if you simply utilize your opportunity for sense gratification, that is not good. That is not. Because every conditioned soul, every living entity is prone to certain types of sense gratification. So, When one is very nicely situated, sense gratification can be seen, can be acquired, can be had, even in the lower end. So resolve their instructors, his sons. My dear boys, you do not misuse your opportunity simply by sense gratification. Because sense gratification is also possible in the lower animals like cats, dogs and hogs. They have got also ample opportunity for sense gratification. The dog in the street, he can gratify his senses, sex life with so many dogs. The hogs also, he can also satisfy his senses in so many seahawks. So that opportunity is there in the cats and dogs and hogs' life. So Rishabdev advised his sons, don't spoil your opportunity simply by imitating the cats, dogs and hogs. So, the same thing, not I am manufacturing, I am just following the footprints of Rishabdev. Although I am not emperor of the world, but I am a teacher. It is my duty, not only to you, to everyone, but I take your country, I have come to your country with a special purpose, with a special mission. That if the American boys and girls take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously, then that will be followed by other countries and the face of the world will change. That is my request. And I am glad also that my students, my disciples, who are already under my instruction and following, they are all boys and girls. None of them are above 25 years. I think oldest student is Chittananda. He is 30 or 31 years. Otherwise, all our students are young boys. You see all these boys are sitting. So, I am very hopeful that youngsters of this country are taking this movement a little seriously. Therefore, I am hopeful. And I request also that you have got all opportunities. You don't misuse it simply for sense gratification. That is my request. Then what should be the purpose of life? This opportunity, this nice intelligence, nice education, nice beautiful body, nice economic condition, that should be utilized for tapasya. Tapasya means austerity, restriction. Restriction. Just like our students, we advise our students and they follow that you don't have illicit sex life. Boys and girls are mixing, making friends, that is nice, that is natural. A young boy is attracted by a young girl, or a young girl is attracted by a young boy, that is not unnatural. Because it is in the Supreme Law. That nice love attraction is Radha Krishna. Krishna is a boy, 16 years old boy. And Radharani is also a 15 years old girl. Not even 1 year, I think, 15 days younger. So our worshipful object is that, spiritual love, Radha and Krishna. But the so-called love in this material world is only a perverted reflection. It is only lust. So, you have, by austerity, you have to change that lust into love. If you love one girl, if you love one boy, that is very nice, that is natural, that is not unnatural. But But don't change that love. Become mine, permanent. Become mine. Not that after a few months I give up this girl, I give up this boy, I have to capture another. No. That is austerity. That is austerity. Oh. I purposely, although I am a sannyasi, I have no interest with family life. Ah. Neither we are expected to take part in this man and woman relationship, but still, purposely, I have married so many couples, boys and girls, just to see them happy, without happiness, without gain, and in good mood of mind. You cannot prostitute Krishna consciousness. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jaya. Prasanna manaso. Unless you become joyful in your mind by executing devotion and service. Evam prasanna. Prasanna means joyful. Manasa. Manasa means mind. When you're fully joyful in your mind, by executing devotional service, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. How one can become joyful simply by executing Krishna consciousness? Not otherwise. It is not possible. So austerity means we are not imposing upon you that you go to the forest and you live in a cave or you don't eat or don't see any human being, you just meditate for 300 years. No. That is not possible. That is not possible. You cannot go to the forest, you cannot go to the mountain, neither you can meditate. All these are not recommended in this age. That is not possible. If somebody imitates or tries to imitate, she is simply wasting time. Only austerity is that don't have illicit sex life. Just like cats and dogs. Because marriage is recommended in human society. There is no marriage in cat society, dog society, hog society. Any human society, today, either in the Western world or the Eastern world, or in Christian society, Hindu society, Mohammedan society, in every civilized human society, there is a ceremony called marriage. And that is also basic system. That one should not have any illicit sex life, but one should be combined according to religious life and live peacefully and execute Krishna consciousness. This must after it. The next austerity, we say that don't take any animal food. There is no need of taking. Perhaps you are coming to a love feast. We can prepare. Of course, these boys and girls are not very expert. But still, whatever they have learned, and they are supplying prasadam to your American boys and girls and people, they are appreciating very much. In Los Angeles, that is our biggest temple in your country, we get in every love feast days not less than 200 guests. They come from far away with their palm, and they take, they like it. You see? If you accept this austerity that we shall not eat meat, but we can have very nice foodstuff from grains, from fruits, from vegetables, milk, sugar, so many nice foodstuff, you'll forget. Simply have to learn. That is not very severe austerity. But simply, our process is Krishna consciousness. How from this present consciousness we want to change to Krishna consciousness. So these austerities are required. No illicit sex life, no meat eating, no intoxication. No intoxicants. Our boys and girls, they do not even smoke, they do not take tea, coffee, and what to speak of other intoxicants. They were intoxicated. Some of them were LSD, but they have given up to this Krishna consciousness movement. And no gambling. These four principles, you accept. It is not very difficult, not very serious. Simply you have to be willing, yes. Why? If I can live on such nice foodstuff, why shall I take to animal food for which so many animals have to be killed, so many birds have to be killed? So Rishabhdev, it is not new introduction. Rishabhdev also instructed his boys, princes, that, my dear, if you simply indulge in sense gratification, then the result will be that you cannot get real unlimited happiness. The whole program, austerity, he is advising to his son that, my dear boy, this beautiful body, this opportunity, you cannot misuse it simply for sense gratification, but tapah putraka, my dear boy, you please accept austerity. Now I have explained what is our austerity. It is very simple. Four items of austerity, nothing more. Now, we are not stopping your love or your sex life, no. Simply we are trying to regulate it, that's all. There is no question of stopping your eating, stopping your making, or stopping your sleeping, or stopping your different, nothing. No stop. But don't increase the degree to the death point. That's like for to leave. When we leave, we must have some temperature. When there is no temperature, that means it's dead body. But that temperature should not be increased to the 107 degrees. That should be controlled, you see. We must have some temperature. Without temperature, if our body is cold completely, then it is finished. Temperature must be there, but not more than 96.6 degrees. Or 98.6 degrees. Yes. But if we increase the temperature to 107 degrees, that means that. When there is 105 degree temperature, the doctor says, very precautionary measure, so that it may not increase fast. And actually, I have seen, as soon as one gets 107 degrees, he collapses. So,